Well, those last 7 minutes were an adventure, but Georgia Southern hangs on for a 79-69 victory over Coastal. Season high tying third straight win. 10-5 in league play, still tied for second because Georgia State did hang on to defeat Appalachian State up in Atlanta earlier tonight. We're now joined by head coach Mark Byington on the Ford locker room wrap-up. You had to go to the line 40 times to do it, but the good thing is you made 28 out of them. And I know how much you focused on that. It was nice to see some of that work actually the fruition of that work was able to show through.
Yeah, we spent a ton of time shooting free throws. And I know sometimes people will run into me in the streets or hit me up and ask me, do we ever work on free throws? And we do a ton. And we needed every single one of them tonight. We shot 70% from the line. And we missed a couple down the stretch. You know, probably the game was in hand. But, you know, the guys did a good job of having courage, stepping up, making them. And then hopefully it's something we could build on because we did a good job last game, too, down in Louisiana making free throws. So, well, this time of year, possession games need all of them.
The 14-2 run you had in the first half, you built a 20-13 lead. Coastal got close numerous times. I think they had the ball four times in that first half with a chance to take the lead, but they never did retake the lead. That 2-15 stretch they led for during the first half was all that they were in front. Knowing that you needed to get stops when you did, what was the key to that?
Yeah, the first half was a little bit strange. You know, we came out and we were playing the right way, but I bet you we missed 6, 7, or 8 shots at the rim that are, you know, weren't wide open layups, but were shots that we can make, and that put, you know, gave them a chance and gave them some good opportunities. We were struggling to keep them off the glass. They're a big team. They're huge, but they were stuck on 13 for a long time. Our zone defense was really good, and got us out going. But once we started getting stops and we finally boxed out and we got some stops and rebounds, we had some nice surges. And every one of our spurts tonight was mainly due because of our defense and rebound. In fact, we got stops. We were able to get out in transition.
The game was called a little bit differently, it seemed, in the first half. I know the free throws really racked up in the second half. But with as physical as Coastal is trying to surround guys that dribble into the lane, how did you stay focused when maybe you didn't get as many calls as you could have?
Yeah, it's a good referee crew, and it was, you know, like every coach, you're frustrated about something going on. But, you know, I just told the guys, you know, the same thing I tell myself. You know, I need to control what I can control, and, you know, I need to, you know, coach our guys and think about the game, and they can't control anything else. And our guys did a good job at that, you know, where they would go on runs or sometimes bad breaks would go against them, and they just stayed the course and they kept playing.
Crawley scores 20. Quan scores 18, Ike scores 13, McCadden scores 10, but you had 11 steals. You forced a lot of turnovers, and they were turnovers off of just being in good position.
Yeah, we Quan and Elijah up there are so long and active, and you know there's a couple of others I thought they could even, you know, that were close to getting some loose balls that, you know, I think 11 could have easily been 13, 14, 15. But when those guys are active, I mean, they cause trouble for defenses. And, you know, Quan's the best in the league at it, and Elijah causes a lot of trouble. So I just, you know, our emphasis going in was just playing hard and good things will happen for us. And, you know, we had a two-minute spurt in the second half. I didn't think we did it, but for the most part tonight, I thought we did.
Yeah, Simeon Carter kind of snuck up on me. He tied a career high with 5 blocks. It's the second time this year he's done it against the Chanticleers. But the one I got to ask you about, for them, the three-point shot is such a big part of their game. You held them to 0 for 14. And you know I like my last times. Eagles have not done that since 2009, holding a team without a three-pointer. So that's some nice history.
And can you make it happen every night, or can we? Because I like our chances in games if another team's never make threes against us. But I think it was two things. I think, you know, they had kind of an off-shooting night with a couple of them. And then our defense, I thought our defense was really good early. So we didn't allow open looks to go in early. And maybe the open ones that they got later on were a little bit harder.
App State's in town 4 o'clock on Saturday. We'll be live at 3:30. They had a tough battle against Georgia State before falling up in Atlanta. They got you the first time. What do you need to change this time?
Yeah, we just got to have more of a killer instinct. You know, in possessions, you know, when we go on runs of not letting up. And, you know, they got talented players. Dustin Kearns is doing a great job with that team.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a challenge. You know, I know it's a rivalry game for a lot of people. And, you know, I'm hoping we have a tremendous crowd. Our guys are kind of looking forward to it. And hopefully this place is packed on Saturday. And it's a great environment. And, you know, guys and the crowd can give us a lift in different times.
3 in a row, Mark. Great job.
All right. Thank you.